Welcome to Conscious Conversations, where we aim to inspire deep and meaningful interactions that grow into a community of practice that is committed to healing, resilience, and expansion. We'll be having conversations with spiritual teachers, impact leaders, plant medicine, and holistic health practitioners about spirituality and personal leadership tools and resources, and how these can help communities cultivate more harmonious and purposeful lives. I am Mabato Monzi. Join me as we laugh, cry, and ponder the meaning of life, the universe, and your role in it. In this conversation, we speak to Gogoneo Mavuso Makgabane. Gogoneo is a political science and strategy management graduate. She is an inyanga. In her practice, she works with energy healing through Reiki, aura cleansing, and spiritual readings through ukubula, umhlahlo, and prophetic divination. Good morning, Gogoneo. How are you today?
Good morning, Gogo. I'm good. And how are you doing?
I'm very well, and I'm so pleased to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Who is Neo?
Yo, like I said, it's a very difficult question. Who is Neo? It's supposed to be the simplest, hey? Neo is a daughter to to Mema Tidi, so my mother's light, and that day Isaac. It's always so difficult to say who you really are, because you have so many links and tentacles. So I like to just refer to myself as a healer. I'm a healer. I'm a gift to Mother African Nation. I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister, and I'm a protector. I think I've just always been that in my family. People tend to just gravitate towards me. I'm just always a mother to everyone I know, not just within my family. So that is who Gogoneo is.
I'm glad that you don't have a very narrow idea of who you are. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the time who we are is often framed within where we come from, which mm-hmm. is usually families.
Yes.
Now, I think that's a perfect opportunity to take us into our conversation today, which is really about umsamo, mm-hmm. the family tree. What is umsamo?
When we refer to umsamo, a lot of people think it's just a little corner in your dining room, in your bedroom, where you just put on lights, candles, impepo, your snuff. It's actually bigger than that. And some people think when you have indumba, that is umsamo wako, still not umsamo. Umsamo is where you connect. It's almost like your spiritual map, right? It's where you connect with all your ancestors. That's where you go to connect with yourself. I always say it's self, not necessarily spiritual, ancestral spirits. It would be, I'm connecting to myself because Msamo, there's Okoko, there's Okoko, if you've put up your Umsamo properly. In Isintu, we have Indlu kaGogo that is specifically built for ukuphahla for the whole family. As you know, in African spirituality, you cannot do anything as an individual. It requires the whole family for it to work properly, because we are a link in band, right? Family tree, a tree can only be carried by strong roots. So it has to be the whole family. So umsamo for the whole family that is administered by ugogo. Hence we call it indlu kagogo. Umsamo has different spaces within it. I don't know if you've seen a proper umsamo. Sometimes some people will refer to it as ukuqa. You know, those hut, those, grass hut houses.
The short ones.
The short ones. In there, you find, there's like a fireplace. You'll find, there's umsamo. That is properly put. There'll be ukamba. There'll be different articles there that are administered by ugogo. Why ugogo? Ugogo don't have too many things, and they've always been the head of the house. A lot of times when you're married into, say, a certain family, or when you're dating someone, you'll then dream about those ancestors because they are sort of initiating you into that family. That's why they say if you're dating a girl and they start dreaming of your ancestors, then you know that's the one that's been chosen to be your girlfriend, to be your wife, rather, because they are showing her the secrets of the family. Because as ugogo into that family, you grow to be ugogo into that family, then it would be you that administers umsamo walapo going forward.
Okay.
So umsamo is administered by ugogo, but ugogo has to teach inkosana of the family how to administer the umsamo. The inkosana, I know Guti, the feminists would have my head for this. Why is it always about the males? Why is it ikhanda lekhaya never changes their surname? And for a family to be well-grounded, you have to have someone that carries the surname to sort of filter down the secrets and the cultures and the traditions within the family that they are taught. They'll carry that surname till death, isn't it? As a female, when you get married, I know Guti, people feel Guti, they have the choice. There's a word for it. And they have a choice to either be a Miss, I'm born from this family, and Miss, I'm married into that family. We don't have that choice in African spirituality because it confuses the whole structure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So in practical terms, umsamo is a place where what happens? Why do we need umsamo?
Okay.
Who lives at umsamo?
Okay. Umsamo is the connector of everyone. Okay? That is where all the ancestors reside. So, what happens is there's a main umsamo, emzini kagogo, and your parents will then go and pahla and connect with that umsamo. When they go and they build their house, they first build umsamo. And then bafaka amadlozi, bawakhuphule, and then plant them there, right? So umsamo is actually, say, the head office, so the main power base, gakoko. So you cannot really build umsamo at your house without having gone to your parents' house to plant yourself.
Okay. In a sense, I mean, before we become adults, we are children. I've been doing research, you know, on this. I believe that umsamo is where the elderly would go and pahla and let the ancestors know to say, this is what's happening in our lives. All the significant things that happen, whether a child is born, whether somebody wants to fall pregnant, is about to give birth, whether somebody is moving away from home to go to the city or wherever to work, all those things are reported at umsamo. Is that correct?
That is correct. Remember, it's like the head office. You can't really do anything without having gone umsamo. So if you don't have a proper umsamo in your house, you then have to go back to the head office. And it's not you that is going to then inform abadala ukuthi, this is what's happening. I'm going to university. I'd like to have a child. Ugogo has to do it, or inkosana has to do it. Right? This is why we need that whole family unity. But now our families are just so fragmented and people feel they can do things in their own individual spaces.
Mm.
And another thing that we tend to do, siyakuyinyanga, as a nyanga myself or isangoma, that will tell you, I will patla for you. No one can patla for you at your msamo. Only you can patla for yourself or an elderly person can patla for you. Right? Ukupula batala and ukupangamisa amadlozi and to strengthen umsamo. That is something, remember, not everyone can go into umsamo of the family. Right? So it has to be those elderly people. So if you guys don't get along, you need to go through a process of inhlambuluko. Because remember also, if you don't inhlambuluka for each other, you are born with your own amathongas. Your brother is born with his own amathongas. And they all represent different things.
Okay, wait up. At umsamo,
mm-hmm.
right? Who is that? I'd love for us to break this down.
Yes.
Because prior to preparing for this conversation, I did not necessarily understand
mm-hmm.
what umsamo is.
Okay.
Now, es mabato.
Yes.
Umsamo is a representation. Both my parents are late.
Yes.
So I would guess my parents
mm-hmm.
and their parents.
Yes.
Just take us through that family tree.
That family tree. Okay. Remember I told you, Uba, umsamo. We break it down. There's not just umsamo. Yindlu kagogo, but inumsamo.
Chagos.
Right? Yindlu kagogo, inumsamo where you patla. Right? Every household, before you build a house, you build indlu kagogo, where everyone will patla. Now, when I go up the family tree, it will have all those people that you say. Your msamo would have been pulled from your parents' house, right? Your msamo would have been pulled from your parents' house, right? Your parents would have gone and connected with their parents. Their parents would have gone and connected with their parents. Mm. So we go with that assumption. But if you go in hlola and then realize ukuthi there's a disconnect somewhere, then you go back and fix that msamo.
Okay.
The whole msamo. So, because we're working with an assumption that your parents would have done the right thing. So umsamo wako, when you put it up, uphelele with everyone else in the lineage. So you have that whole family tree, even people that you don't know. Yes. Does
okay.
that answer?
It does definitely answer my okay. question. Here is the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Through colonization and the separation of Black men from their families. Families have been disintegrated so much. We know that there are so many children who have never even met their fathers. How does this then affect issues around umsamo and the significance, or rather the role it's meant to play in our lives?
Sure, funny that you should ask me that question. It's such a thorn on my side as a healer.
Mm. Of course.
So exactly. You probably find in 1 week 5 people that come and say, I've been trying to live. Nothing's happening. And then you do a reading and you say, the ancestors from your father's side by a kalela. All you have to do is ungyatela mbal. That's it. You don't need muti, you don't need cleansing, all you need to do is just ukunyathela amabala. And you say to this person, and this person comes back to you and says, that's difficult because I've never met my father. The long and short of it is there's no easy way out. There is no easy way out of it. You need to have done your homework. Parents need to be responsible with this because it becomes difficult. We say people are taking drugs, people are drinking alcohol excessively. Their lives are just not integrating in any way. And it's our fault as parents. For me as a spiritual healer, my ancestors can come and say to me, this is your surname. My ancestors can come to me and say, that's where home is. As mothers and fathers, mothers, know the people you sleep with, right? When you're about to sleep with someone, maybe ask them, what's your surname? Write it down. You know, fathers, don't just sleep with people and just walk away. When a person says, I'm pregnant with your child, step up, man up, you know, because it won't just affect you as a child. It's going to affect you as a father, because you find people that suffer their whole lives only to find that I'm only suffering because my ancestors are looking for my child. They know where this child is because they have a spiritual eye. And sometimes you dream of this child, but you don't know. There's one male that came to do a reading. He then said to me, I tell him, you have a child. And he says, I don't know. And I said to him, but you do. And he says to me, you know, there's this persistent dream I keep having. I see a child in a boat on an ocean, and this child is always crying, but I cannot save that child. He's had this dream for years. So that's your ancestors trying to say, there's a child that's sinking.
Sure.
Save this child. Because only you can do it. So we had to retrace that. So there's no easy way out. Go. There's no easy way out. When you come to me and you say, I cannot find my father, I'm going to send you back. If I can't retrace it, I can give you an idea of this is your father. The one that they're saying is your father isn't. Do you know? Your issues emanate from you using the wrong surname. So I'll bula for you, I'll do umhlahlo for you, but you still have to go back to family and ask, who is my father? There's bound to be one person that knows, that can point you in that direction. There's one other example of a guy that I've been trying to help for years. His life is difficult. He comes from a family, I think of about 8 boys. His name, just his name, tells you that he's not a child from that home. But mom will not say, yes, you are not a child from this home. I've said to him time and time again, he comes back, uyahlola, and I will say, that's not your surname. He went back, ma surname, ma no, ma surname, no, until at a later stage when one aunt then said, no, actually, you are not from here. Your dad is from wherever. Now you go back and dad is no longer there. But there's other family members. There's still no easy way out because no aunt can pass for you. you have to find someone that represents that surname to partner for you.
That is very challenging because, I mean, you look at our landscape from a social perspective. You know, the only way I can explain some of the things that happen in South Africa, just bringing this conversation home, you know, this conversation is definitely one for the globe, because family affects everyone. Where we come from affects everyone. But to just bring it home and to just connect it to the social ills we experience, and these seem to just be getting more and more aggressive. From my experiences with my spiritual journey and growth, I somehow link all these patterns, all this fragmentation in society to issues related to family. You know, how families have been broken, how we have lost our sense of identity as people, particularly as Black people. How do you think issues of the family, of the family unit, influence society at large?
Family for the for Africans has always been everyone. We're all interlinked. We've lost our sense of ubuntu. We are still consumed by let's make money, who makes money more than I do, forgetting that within a family unit, we almost used to live as though we're communists, right? what's yours was mine. And we had to share amongst ourselves. And now we've become people who compete, who hate each other, who live in distrust, who think my aunt or my sister would bewitch me. And that fragmentation is the one that's killing an African child more than ubuthakathi, witchcraft, or and this poverty and I think that fragmentation is what is killing us, because we used to work as a unit. We used to build as a unit. When we are home, there's I home ga malume, I home ga auntie, I home ga great aunt here. It used to be easy to do all these rituals. You know where to go. Home used to be just one place. I'm trying to think of the word. I think I'm just getting an information overload. But we used to have just one compound.
And in that space,
yes,
everybody had a role. Is that correct?
That's true. Everyone had a role.
You then never questioned your
anyone's
role
authority or your role.
Demeaned it.
Thank you.
Because it was equally important. It contributed to the whole.
Thank you.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you. You just took the words out of my mouth.
So now we find ourselves in the society where we all think of, or most people think of, success as the same thing. Everybody wants to look like everybody.
Yes.
I mean, typical example, you go onto Instagram, everybody does contouring the same, because everybody wants to have a straight nose and defined cheeks.
Yes.
You take it outside of those social spaces, you take it into politics. Nobody understands the value or the magnitude of their responsibility in terms of caring for the people, which is something I believe as African people, we were taught responsibility. We were, mm-hmm. we were taught, why it was important, for example, for u vusumuzi mm-hmm. to be vusumuzi.
Yes.
Our names had significance.
They did.
And it goes back to umsamo.
Uh-huh. Libito levekesirom. A child was given their names.
According
to their role within the family.
Please expand on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, before I go on that, I wanted to go back to, you were talking about Instagram, social media. We are here. We are in the towns. We are in the urban areas. We've forgotten about home, right? In the urban areas, issues are from some. I want to go back to at home. We have land. We have enough land to do what we need to do. We are people of the soil, right? We plant, we reap what we sow. Mm-hmm. That's us, right? We have land. We are at home. There's a crawl where the spirit of the masculinity is represented. And there'll be a person, obamba umkhonto, which is the spear of the family. Mm-hmm. That's the person when we're about to slaughter is the person that will talk to those spirits. Right? And there's umsamo gakoko, where the spirit of femininity is represented, right? Mm-hmm. Ugogo will then speak to that. So that creates that
unity.
Link and unity. Mm-hmm. We then now come to the urban areas and we say, hey, yas manga ubeka umsamo nje lapha dining room or umsamo lapha nje lapha ekamireni, forgetting you cannot be intimate umsamo. It's a sacred place. You cannot have people walk in and out. You cannot have umsamo at dining room, right? But we've forgotten. For me to fix my things, when you say to a person, go back home then. Because at home, umsamo is properly made. Mm. Go back home. Emakhaya, where there's a crow, uyohlaba. Where there's umsamo kagogo, uyobeka ukhamba. Right? And people look at you as though, so you want me to go back home?
Mm-hmm.
There. What do you want me to say as a healer? Because that's where your roots are. That's mm-hmm. where impande yako is. That's where your tree is growing from. By you disconnecting yourself, you're cutting yourself. You are that branch that is on the ground. How are you going to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm so glad you speak about that because I'm also getting very emotional. Okay, firstly, I'm being told, you know, to just clarify that umsamo is also a shrine in English for those who are listening and are not familiar with African languages. So umsamo is a shrine or an altar.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yes.
I'm getting emotional because I'm understanding why my aunt, for instance, had to initiate me
mm-hmm.
and why my brother
mm-hmm.
had to do my homecoming ceremony. So Lembande, the roots of where I come from, it makes total sense. And I don't think a lot of the time we think about some of these things in that
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at our personal journeys and the symbolism, what certain phases of our lives represent
mm-hmm.
and what they could mean
mm-hmm.
for our healing. Because when we heal, when we twasa
mm-hmm.
to become sangomas, to become inyanga, it's not only for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but to also correct some of the missteps that our ancestors, that our parents
mm-hmm.
may have had knowingly or unknowingly.
Yes. Let's talk about ukthwasa and impande and that disconnect and connect. When you go and you twasa, people say everyone is twasaring now. That emanates from that trauma. Yamahlozi. People have stopped what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is, believe it or not, ugogo says, I'm Christian, I don't practice certain customs. Ugogo passes away, she has not cleansed for all her kids that passed. Ugqoke unentambo. Unalisinyama. When someone passes, it's automatic. Unalisinyama, right?
So that's, you need that to cleanse. Dark energy.
Yes, the dark energy, right? You carry that. That person has passed on. It's like you have five fingers here and one burns. Mm. When one burns, it's no longer that you need a you have to go do surgery or wash that so that it doesn't make the other septic.
Mm. Heal it.
Heal it. Mm. Right? So we do that with cleansing because one family member is gone.
Mm.
We do the rites. We do those rituals so that that person crosses over properly. Now you have one person that is selected within the family. And they say to you, go and heal umsam. When you go in Twasa, you go and heal umsam. In actuality.
Mm.
It's not all the people that come to you, all the spirits that come to you that have to Twasa. You'll find there's 10 people that come to you while you're Twasaring during the process. But only one is the owner of his kwama sako. So now Gogo is stuck at the crossroads. We call them the crossroads, right? Gogo is stuck. She can't cross over. That side, only purity reigns. Right? We don't want abo gogo abaloyayo on the other side. You had his kwama, you killed this one, you killed that one, you killed that one. Right? Now, they choose ugogo mabatsu to go and twasa. Now, Gogo comes to you and she says, they're not letting me in.
Mm.
You need to cleanse me. You go and you cleanse Ugogo. Gogo crosses over. She comes and she thanks you with gifts. Do the right thing. And the right thing will happen. Ugogo will thank you. Every good is rewarded by good, right?
Mm.
So when Gogo crosses over, she then says, Danam, thank you. Here's a car. You've been asking for a car. Gogo, you no longer dream of Gogo. Now you're worried Gogo is no longer coming. No, you've done what you needed to do for Gogo. Right? Another child comes. This child is crying. You don't know why the child is crying. Why is this happening? Your brother probably had a child with Usismangele, and Usismangele probably had a termination. This child was never given a name. Usismangele was never cleansed. Your brother was never cleansed. You then go and tell your brother, I keep on having this dream, and. This child, Uyamemeza, and then brother says, oh, whoa, that was overlooked. Yugeza Lomoya, you are helping your brother now.
Mm.
Your brother has been stuck. You cleanse, you give the child the name, you cleanse him, and then the child crosses over. Their spirit is no longer in limbo. Your brother is now okay. Can you see now? We would see, because uyaboniswa and you're the one that is connected, you are now fixing umsamo wagini. It's not just for you. Ukutwasa is not just for you. You are fixing for people that have crossed over because you have the gift of hearing people that have crossed over. You have the gift of seeing what is happening. You have the gift of seeing what happened in the past. Togozakel.
And because everybody within a family structure, because everybody has a different role to play, it is possible that because of the of things that were left undone,
mm-hmm,
by those who have passed.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yes.
And I mean, we know our history as Black people.
Yes.
Some things people may have done because they didn't have a choice, mm-hmm, or not have done because it may have not been easy.
Truth.
So it is possible then that as a family,
mm-hmm,
because we need to fix umsamo, we are given different responsibilities or different roles to play in contributing to correcting umsamo.
That's correct.
And as a result, that unity mm-hmm. becomes important.
It does.
And it's part of addressing issues around ancestral wounding mm-hmm. and trauma. Do you want to just speak a bit more about how the trauma, number one, affects us if it is left unresolved, mm-hmm. And how we can correct it?
Okay.
Within our own personal development, because I found that a lot of the time things that we need to address in our family lineage has a lot to do with our personal healing as well.
That's true.
And that's why the different roles. Because of the different roles that are presented a umsamo, you know, as children are born, we are taken to umsamo and we are introduced to our ancestors.
Yes. Okay.
And because we all have got different roles to play within the family system.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It then creates a trauma.
When things are left undone.
Yes. So you have your missing pieces within the family. Mm-hmm. Because we're like a puzzle. Someone was saying, why is it that you find the whole house tossering? We are all spiritually inclined, but not everyone has to tosser. There's one person that is, there's one person that is tossed with healing. In the past, each and every family had a healer, had a herbalist. So within the family, there'd be someone that will go and get medicine that will heal only the family. There'll be that one mpande that heals everyone within the family. There'll be a person that talks directly with the ancestors within the family. There'll be the person that has the protecting energy of the family. And everyone knew if the healer passes on, iskhwama sakhe gets passed on to whoever. Everyone knew. So there was no conflict. So the trauma comes in when people start not heeding their calls. There'll be that one that says, but my brother wants it. Mm. Right? So I'd rather just leave it. If you are being given a task of umkhonto ukuphakamisa idlozi labo baba esibayeni elihlabayo, and you are giving it to the wrong person, what do you think is going to happen within that family? You've now moved and confused the whole structure. So we need to do things according to the way that they should be. Let's not chop and change to try and suit ourselves.
So then the trauma manifests with people being confused, even about their own purpose as an individual.
Some do it deliberately. It's not just confusion. We cannot do it. I've had instances where they say, we know umkhulu has to do it, but umkhulu has been reformed. Umkhulu has been turned. Umkhulu does not believe in African culture, so we can't. Who then do we go to if umkhulu does not want to do it because umkhulu is the one ophethe umkhonto wasekhaya?
Complex.
It's complex because we've also let the Western life influence us. So what do we then do? Because we've now said, African spirituality, our culture, is not as important as Western culture. I mean, I hear people that are healers saying, we have to loosen up a bit. You know, we have to integrate the past with the present. How do you do that without losing something within that?
So as a young person mm-hmm. who has taken an interest in understanding fully who they are
mm-hmm.
without having the context or the privilege
mm-hmm.
of speaking to people such as yourself
mm-hmm.
and getting guidance around how to rectify
mm-hmm.
their own life. We know that families have been diluted so much. Mm-hmm. And by dilute, I mean family is no longer representing that place where people go to be nurtured, that place of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see on social media,
mm-hmm.
Over the festive season, people literally get anxiety when they're supposed to go home
mm-hmm.
because you go home and your success or your level of development
mm-hmm.
will be compared to so and so's. You know, so there's all those things that have, tainted or taken away the value that family can bring in a person's life. As an individual who wants to work on where they come from, where do you even start?
We've allowed ourselves to be influenced by external forces. We've allowed ourselves to belittle who we are, what we represent. I usually say black people, African people, are such powerful beings. There's one video that I was looking at of a surgeon, I think in Mali, an African surgeon. He was doing brain surgery with just one scalpel and just African herbs. And he had one assistant. And he had done these surgeries to the whole village. And I always say, we need to go back and understand that in believing in ourselves and family and what we can do as a unit, we can be so much stronger. We need to forget about all the other influences outside of us. A Western family is a unit by having a child, a mother, and a father. We are a family by having our aunts, our great aunts, borangwani, borakhadi. That makes us. And everyone, urakhadi, plays her own role. Mangwani plays her own role. When you get married, you know Rakhadi has to be there. Mangwani has to be there.
There isn't
I'm separating this because with white people, it's just aunt.
Mm.
Right? We need to separate this. That's why I'm going back to, let's call it Rakhadi. Let's call it Mangwani. Let's call it Mamukholo. Let's call it, Malume Rangwani, you know? It's that. Let's not forget that whole unit makes us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Rakhadi's children, are more successful than you are, they are not Rakhadi's children, by the way. We don't have my cousin in Setswana or Sesotho or in what they would refer to as Nguni. We are all children of that family. We are all children of that lineage. We are all children of that surname. That's why surname is so important. That's why it's so important for you to be under the right surname. Cause that unifies us. We are better in unity.
Mm.
That's that.
So what happens in instances of children born out of wedlock? Where do they belong?
People with ancestors, children, whether born out of wedlock or in wedlock, will always be children of those ancestors. You have your father's ancestors running through your blood. You have your mother's ancestors running through your blood. But linking it back to what we've been talking about, umsamo, and when you are born, your mother's cord, the cord is cut from your mother's placenta, isn't it? Now, you need to be reconnected to the new placenta, which is umsamo. Now, as a child that is born out of wedlock, you are born under your mother's surname. So, ungumntwana kamalume. Right? I can say uncle. So, ungumntwana kamalume, you are uncle's child. Your mother's brother. Right? Because he carries your mother's surname. Whether you were married, whether your mother gets married to someone else or not, you will still belong to that surname. So, which means when you partner, you always have to go back to umsamo from your mother's side. And now we go back to ukhlawula, right? Now, ubabako then says, it's my responsibility to raise my child, and I want my child to be rooted in our placenta. Because you are not going to marry the mother's child, your child cannot. And this is very important, and I always have to emphasize this, cannot take your surname. You've not married the mother. We are all confusing abantwana. Right? Leave umntwana kusibongo samalume, but introduce umntwana to your ancestors so you can do their rites at that umsamo. So when you go and you hlawula at the mother's side, what you are essentially doing is, one, you've come into isibaya sa kwaDlamini and given them a child without paying inkomo ezingena kuleso sibaya. Now, to avoid getting umkhokha, ukuthi all the girls in this family will not get married or will all have children out of wedlock, ugeza isibaya. So there's imbuzi that will come and geza isibaya, right? And then there's imbuzi for umama, ukuhlonipha ugeza umama, ngoba asimhloniphanga, isn't it? We've given, yes, asimhloniphanga umama, we've now given her child umntwana without doing the proper process yokushada umntwana wakhe. So what I'm saying is ukuhlawula umntwana. Umntwana is, you come as usibusiso, you give ubusisiwe a child and you've not married ubusisiwe. Now what you've done is you've disrespected isibaya sakwaDlamini, right? As usibusiso from kwaMkhize. So what you need to do is bring imbuzi ezogeza isibaya for all the girls that are within that household. To avoid umkhokha, that is a curse that will go from generation to generation of girls that have children out of wedlock. So sivala lo mkhokha ngokugeza isibaya sakwaDlamini, right? And khona imbuzi elethelwa umama, ngoba usuyenzeni, you've given umama a child. A child that is born at home out of wedlock is your mother's child. It's not your child. And that's why they'll tell you, this one is not yours. You will have your child, your first child in African culture, you will have your first child within your marriage. Right? Just to avoid confusing umntwana. Because the moment you take umntwana out of your mother's house, you then say, mele sihloniphe usibusiso, usibusiso ubabakho. So rather now you are being called ugunene. You've confused the child. At a later stage, a child is asked, comes and consults Nonewa, and I say, you are what? Egunene. Cha. What's your other surname? Because we never say it's not your surname, wasn't it? We say, what's your other surname? And then they start calling all these other surnames, and you say, no, but that is not your surname. Ubanu Dlamini. But that's my mother.
What I'm coming across lately is older people who were either raised by Mangwan, you know, because their mom, whatever may have happened, and they were adopted. You know, Mangwane was married by a different family. They end up having that surname because they're raised as a child from that family, but it's actually the adoptive family. Now, here is a man with essentially an identity crisis because he calls himself with a different name. Yeah. How do we deal with that? And now he continues to have children.
Yes.
Who are going to call themselves?
Passing on Lomkoka.
Exactly.
Yes. Passing on Lomkoka. Now, you have children that keep on doing the same thing from this man. Right? This man had a child, does not carry his own surname. He's now gone and given Ugog Mabatsu a child, a boy child, who's carrying a wrong surname. Can you see how this is continuing? That's what we call umkhokha. And then sometimes they'll say khona lesilwane that is causing havoc in your family. It's not isilwane isilwane animal, but it's that thing that is ruining everything. It's just eating up at everything. That spirit of isilwane that is eating at everything that is okay, that needs to be killed. In the literal sense of, let's cut the cord and start afresh and fix it. Go take your proper surname. But also, it becomes tricky in that you cannot take a surname of a person that has not done right by your mother. You can't take your father's surname, angashadile umawakho. You belong to that surname, yes, that's fine. But you are still Malume's child. Rather, you are brought back to umsamo gagogo lokuzalayo, not the adopted family. And then your children go back to umsamo where their mothers, not yours.
Sure. Quite some work, eh?
So, a default will always be mother's surname. If you are going to have a child with someone that is married, that is not going to marry you, know that your child, whether uhlawuliwe or not, ngoba akuhlawulwa ingane, uhlawulwa ikhaya ngisho, uhlawulwa abazali, you are paying for something that you did wrong. So awuhlawuli ingane, uhlawula umndeni. So, people should stop thinking, ukuthi, when you go and hlawula, you are paying for this child. You are not paying for this child. Because people now have put it into monetary form and have lost the meaning of it.
Sure.
Ukugeza isibaya, ucele umama ngalembuzi, umbonge umcele ukuthi umntwana akabe ku with this placenta. Ngale yombuzi baphahlela umntwana ukuthi akahlale kulomsamo wala uma wakazalwa khona.
To have that space, right?
Yes.
And I find that a lot of the challenges we experience as a society is primarily because people feel that they don't have a place in society. You know, and can you imagine going through life not feeling like you have a place in society, but that actually stems from not having a place at home.
Yes. And you carry that spirit and it goes on with you. Only when you go back, you then realize, oh, I'm feeling my issues are spiritual.
Mm.
They're not social. I'm feeling like a recluse. I feel like I should die. I feel that takes me back to, you know, umntwana okhona ukudonsa. Sorry. Umkhoka. Oh, okay. I think I'm in dlozi mode. So English, George runs away when I'm in dlozi mode.
No, that's fine. Please.
So,
we await your wisdom.
So what happens is, you now have Ugogo Ntabiseng, who wants to terminate a child. It fails. Terminate a child. It fails. Ugogo Ntabiseng eventually has this child. At a later stage, this child feels, I actually want to kill myself. It's because there's that mkoka that they carried from their mother's womb. Mother did not want me. So it's the same thing that you have. You are in a family where you don't belong. You are using a surname that you're not supposed to be using. Your mother has gone and placed you with a family that is not part of you. You will feel this for the rest of your life until you've fixed it, because Idlozi is trying to say to you, this is happening. This is happening.
That void.
Yes. So now go and find out. Hamba uyohlola and find out what is going on with you. The moment you then hlola, I say to you as Gogneo, you don't belong to that family. That's why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. Because I like linking issues that you're going through and how you are feeling. So I link that. And then only then do you get those flashlights. Like, oh, is that why?
Mm.
When you go and link yourself with the correct family, those emotions then suddenly fall away.
Mm. Mm. And some of these spiritual things, I mean, people often think of spirits as like far, like things, like entities,
mm-mm,
right?
Mm.
But even the spirit of confusion,
mm-hmm,
of emptiness, yes, those are the real things that we face,
mm-hmm,
in life.
Mm-hmm.
But we think of them as emotions.
Yes.
Do you want to just take us a bit into that,
okay,
to say how this disconnect from a spiritual perspective,
okay,
how these spirits, these energies,
mm-hmm,
really affect us as individuals?
When you are born, I'll say there's a sort of reincarnation of a certain spirit, right? There's a certain reincarnation. You represent Dlozi from your father's side, Dlozi from your mother's side. Now, let's go back to Umsam. This Dlozi has passed on, right?
Mm.
This Dlozi reincarnates itself in you. Now, if you are not introduced and connected to the placenta, the Dlozi is not connected to the father's side. Yeah. The Dlozi is not connected to the mother's side. What do you think is going to happen to you? You are not connected. Spirits live within you. You don't have to go wherever to find them. You are born with those people in your blood. So you need to connect, because they are within you. That's why Umsamo is so important.
And that's where the grounding comes in, Knowing who we are.
Know who you are, because Umsamo is self.
Mm. Gogonewa, there is so much we could talk about. I mean, this is a very big topic, and I don't think, you know, we have enough time.
Yes.
I'd definitely love for us to explore it a bit more and go into very specific areas around the importance of the family tree and the role it plays,
yes,
in our lives. And hopefully through these conversations, people will really go back and try and fix themselves,
mm-hmm,
firstly.
Sure.
So that they can heal and help to heal their families, which has become such a difficult thing, really, for most people. Family has become a real challenge. And so if someone who's listening would like to, you know, speak more around this or get more information around umsamo, mm-hmm. how they can fix it, mm-hmm. you know, how can they reach you?
They can send me an email on nela.mavuso@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much for this conversation. It feels like it was short-lived because there are so many things that I want to ask you.
True.
But yeah, until next time.
Until next time, thank you for having me.
Thank you for sharing your time with us today. I truly hope you learned something new, felt something, and were inspired to cultivate a more conscious life. I'd love to connect with you, hear your thoughts and stories. Please feel free to reach out. Our contact details can be found on monzim.co.za.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.